Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Lizette Everett, and I keep guys keep charging my credit card $56 or so for something that I did not order or buy or have a prescription to.
Can I have your zip code?
19114.
What is it now?
19114.
And your first and last name, please?
Is Lizette Everett.
Everett?
Yes.
Okay, can you spell your last name for me?
E, V as in Victor. E, R as in Ralph.
Ma'am,
e,
you cut out real bad, ma'am.
Okay, let me try it again. Can
okay.
you hear me now? So with E as in Edward, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, R as in Ralph, E as in Edward. T is in Tom, T is in Tom.
A second, Miss Everett.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that first name? Lizette?
Lizette. So you want me to spell that for you?
No, ma'am, I have it. Can you verify
okay.
your address for me?
It's 3639 East Crown, CRWN Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19114.
Hey, 1 second. Okay, man, you actually haven't been charged. Your bank declined the charges. But you ordered a foot massager on the 8th for $7.95. It was a gift.
Right.
But you might have took a service.
Right, but it shouldn't have been. What's the $56 you guys keep trying
because
to charge my
bank? It tells
rent?
You in the terms and conditions, ma'am, that if you don't cancel within 48 hours of ordering that foot massager, you'd be enrolled in the online gadget store, which is a membership to the
No, I didn't see that. I didn't
okay, you're
see that
canceled.
At all.
You won't get charged anything.
Okay, so you canceled it?
Yes, ma'am. You're canceled. You won't get charged anything.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Trust me.